Richard Cheese in your lounge.
Up, I have always heard, or like I was always hyper aware of things that the people around me who were charged with my care were told me, that like be silent or be quiet or be ashamed or hide or perform a version of myself that wasn't really me. And so I think that through my life, I've always been hyper conscious and aware of not going into spaces and seeking too much attention. Because a part of survival is like being able to just fit in, to be seen as normal, and to like quote unquote belong. But I think that so often in society, in order to belong means that we have to like shrink parts of ourselves.
Say what you really mean. Good evening.
Currently, first of all, this is Kim.
And Fagan.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. This is Acid Jazz and Sacred Salt. And we're having some technical issues in the studio. The monitors are not playing our music, so we can only hear it on the headphones, which kind of sucks. But I feel like I might have made a step. I'm like in the monitor options. I just don't know.
Okay, I believe you.
It's kind of like, I don't know. We'll see if something can. If I figure this out, I'm going to be very proud of myself. But I don't know. Anyways, big week this week. Spotify Wrapped came out.
Huge week.
Yeah.
Huge week for us.
I'd say,
how many minutes did you have?
You are insane. Because I had like 65,000, which I was like, whatever. I was just shocked that I had more than Alec. Because you know Alec always has an AirPod in. Like, he always has an AirPod in, even when he's talking to people and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And like, I was just like, I had like 65 and he had 60, and I was like, how do I have more minutes than you? And I guess like sometimes he's not listening to music, he just has an AirPod in.
That's
which
crazy.
Is weird. Okay. But shout out Alec. Anyways, how many minutes do you have, Fagan?
I had 93k.
I just don't know.
And
how.
Okay. The only person who I've seen higher than myself had 187k.
What? How is that possible?
Which I, that's like,
that's insane.
That's like 130 days. So over 4 months straight out of the year listening to music.
Wow. That's insane.
I had 2 months out of the year listening to music straight.
I thought that I was going to have like a crazy amount of minutes because like, I don't do this so much anymore, but like probably until August, I like pretty much every night fell asleep listening to music.
But do you set a timer?
No. I just, okay. When I wake up, when I like sometimes my AirPods die or they fall out or like I just wake up and take them out. Like,
you put headphones in to sleep?
AirPods, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
So bad.
But it was like very, it's very quiet. You know, I don't know.
No, I just mean like that's so uncomfortable to sleep with.
I never had a problem.
I personally, most of the time I'll fall asleep either listening to some music or
a podcast.
But I'll set like a 15 minute sleep timer because I usually fall asleep within 15 minutes. So like, I don't think that doesn't really add that much to my time. But I truly do pretty much listen to music 24/7.
Yeah. I just thought I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I just was so surprised. I thought I would have crazy minutes.
I thought you would be higher as well.
I don't know why.
I also like, well, my peak day was actually the day that I drove back to school from home. So I think I had like a 6 or 7 hour drive. Mm. And then,
I did
like,
a lot of road trips,
I
too.
Unpacked that whole day, so I probably was listening to music that whole day. So it was like, I don't know, I just do things and always put my music on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's get into the actual details. What was your top song of the year?
Okay, well, my top song doesn't count because last semester, my radio show, like, we played this song while we were talking every single time, which was Harp Jam by Luna Lee.
Okay.
It's just like a background music song. So I played, that was my top song because I had played it like a billion times and it's like a 1 minute song.
Okay.
And I was playing over and over. But my real top song was Nakamura.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, we actually just played my number one top song, which was Gospel for a New Century by Yves Chimore. And that was my song. I probably played it like on loop from January until April. I was in a big Yves Chimore little kick because I was kind of sad, a little heartbroken, as they call it. But
oh. Okay, I got an email back from Charlie. Shout out.
Okay, nice. We're gonna fix the issue.
We'll see if it works.
But my number two was Drive Me Crazy, which are we gonna play?
It's explicit.
Oh, darn it.
But Shout out Citric. We performed that, or we haven't performed that, but we planned on performing it, and I don't think we ever will.
It's in the discography.
So of Citric. We might perform it if we haven't. Whatever. Good song, but yeah, my Spotify rap this year was pretty vindicative of myself. My artists were Beach House, Mac DeMarco, Astrid Gilberto, Blood Orange, and Radiohead. That's pretty good. What? 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 Oh. I was like, I thought I said something bad, or like, I was so confused. And like, I'm so glad that Beach House was finally like top of my list, as it should be. Kerosene was my technically number two song, which is another East Timor song. But we've already played Nakamura before, so we don't need to play that. I guess we could play Kerosene eventually if we want to, but PPP, A Certain Sadness. So yeah, what was your like, you know how they had like the card and they were like, this is like, I got like a vampire. It was like dark and sad.
I didn't like look at mine. I don't even remember that part.
Okay,
well, I didn't get that. Go through.
Yeah, you did. What do you mean you didn't get it?
I didn't understand like what that meant.
Well, so it's just like the vibe. I want
to
know.
I'll look and I'll get back to you.
Okay. I've only seen like vampire and like the two-sided one or whatever. But oh, what was your location?
What do you think?
Burlington. Me too. Everyone got Burlington. Some people got Slow, San Luis Obispo, and they were like, oh my god, yes, like California. And I was like, San Luis Obispo is the worst possible place you could get in California. What? Don't be excited about that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, my parents can attest. My dad went to UCSB, and we all know San Luis Obispo, but I told them to listen. I want them to listen to this, but like, don't be proud of that. I'm sorry. Don't be proud of that. Don't be proud of Berkeley. Don't be proud of Slow. Not good. I don't know. I just had a bone to pick with that. Anyways, yeah, you just heard, I don't know how to say Dagenham Dream. Is that how you say it?
Dagen Dream, I always
Dagen
say.
Dagen Dream? I don't know.
Dagen, like
Blood
Dagen.
Orange. Blood Orange. Blood Orange was my top artist last year, I think.
Blood Orange was my top artist this year. I was top 0.05% of listeners. I was pretty proud of that.
I don't know. I think I was also top 0.05 for Beach House. No. Oh. Da, 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 da. I was top 0.01 for Beach House. So, I think I fell asleep listening to Beach House like every single night. So that really put me at the top. But waiting for them to go on tour, it will never happen. Okay. Next, we got one of Fagan's top songs. Oh, and by the way, we never even said this. All the songs that we're playing are from like we made a blend of our Spotify raps, and those are the songs that we're playing. Kind of randomly picked-ish, but they're already curated from that. So next we have You Are the Right One, right? By Sports. Is that what it's called?
Yep. Good song.
You're the Right One by Sports. Okay. Here we go.
It's been a while since I've been sober. This life can be so hard. I'd rather talk about you.
ain't gonna break your heart.
It'll be alright, babe. See me, I got you covered. I'ma be your lover. You might be the one. If it's only tonight, babe. We don't need to worry. We ain't in a hurry. Rushing in the love.
If you wanna stay, we're taking it slow, baby. 'Cause
great song.
Whoa.
My voice is like echoed. It sounds like echo. I sound like a robot. Do you hear that?
No.
To me, what? Wait, what?
Kim's been messing with
There's something. Oh my God. I literally sound like a robot. Okay. I don't know if this is like how, whatever. It's freaking me out, but whatever. The studio is haunted. It sounds, do you not hear that? Can I try your headphones?
Sure.
Oh, sorry. It sounds like, hello? Oh, it sounds normal on yours.
Here,
okay. Hello. Okay, I'll just use these. Okay. Something is going on. Something weird is going on. I couldn't figure out the monitor. Sorry if things got, like, funky.
Pause for a second.
I was trying to figure this
it's okay.
out. I don't know.
Basically, to answer Kim's question about my card on from my Spotify Wrapped, what do they call it? The card?
I don't know.
I got,
it's like the vibe.
The vibe card. I got Time Traveler because I travel back in time and listen to songs on repeat again and again. I don't know what that says about me, but
you like things consistently, or like you like your old stuff.
I go back and revisit. Yeah. Okay. Well,
did I say this already on the air? I got Vampire.
No, you did not. But.
So I'm dark.
All right. The vibe is dark.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing? Oh.
Your genres. My top genre was hip hop. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah, because it's like, what is categorized as hip hop, you know?
I guess a lot that I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Is.
I always like to look at because they have the like genre here. And like they're always weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, how is Beach House rock? Like, what?
Yeah, I also had rock in my top
five.
This
is jazz. Like, I don't know. These are weird. Anyways, mine was art pop, rock, vocal jazz, indie soul, and bossa nova.
Mine were hip hop, POV, indie. Indie soul.
What does POV indie mean?
I don't know. Apparently, like, just
TikTok indie? Like, what does that mean?
That's funny. I don't know. POV indie.
Okay.
Indie soul rock and indie garage rock.
Okay. So you have, like, three different forms of indie, I guess.
I'm pretty indie, if you
didn't. That's interesting. Spotify just, like, makes up words and, like, says that there are things, like, I don't know. I'm guessing like art pop means beach house. But rock. Like, I feel like art pop should mean like Charlie XCX, Caroline Paramore. Like hyper pop. But I guess it doesn't. Because I don't know. Would not be my top genre if that were the case.
I don't write the rules. I just view my Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Were there any other
like every other person?
Any other like things?
Who were your top five artists? Did we say that?
I think so. I don't know if you did.
Okay, my top five were Blood Orange, Steve Lacy, Alex G, Chris Travis, and then Yves Tumor was number five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it, so.
Pretty cool.
Oh, and then they had like peak listening month. Beach House for me was May. Mac DeMarco was June. Makes sense. I listened to Mac DeMarco in California. Astro Gilberto was March. Makes sense because I was working on my freaking crazy bossa nova final thing for my music class. And Blood Orange was April. Radiohead, January. Radiohead is a very January.
Crazy.
I feel like that makes a lot of sense.
Mine was. Yves Tumor was in March. We had a time together. And then Alex G. I had Alex G. Summer.
Okay,
peak listening month was July. And then I circled back to Steve in November.
Interesting.
And then, what was the other one was?
Chris Travis.
Oh, Chris Travis was June, which also doesn't make sense. I was kind of surprised he made it up there, but he did. Can't play any of his songs on air, unfortunately.
Did you read the PSA?
No, but I'm about to.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
No.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Yes. Literally, I forgot to mention this. I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber, I think, has been in my top 5 songs, top 10 songs, probably since 2017 or 2018.
That's
like, if
flex.
I go back and look, I think we should, I'll put it on the post. I love that song so much. It's so good.
I think I had a couple Tyler, the Creator songs that,
oh my God,
until this year were in my top 5 pretty consistently.
Literally.
But I feel like I had a pretty big shift this year away from Tyler, the Creator.
My top artist was always Tyler, the Creator, and I always hated that because I didn't really listen to him that much. But for some reason,
he
was always my top artist, and I was like, why?
It was a phase.
I don't know.
It was a time, but I kind of just have grown away from him. I know
isn't really doing much.
Right? Sanaa went to cue a song by him on my phone, and she looked up Tyler, and Tyler Childers, the country artist, came up first, and she was really upset. And I was
Times
like, you know what?
Changed.
I've just kind of matured a little bit.
Yeah, it was a time, and it was important. But we don't need to still be listening to,
There's
what's the one's Glitter. We don't need to still be listening to that.
Exactly. For the pregame, I'll come back to him always. But on the walk to class.
I'm not in love.
Whoa, Kim.
How could you know? What's this for us? Whoa. What makes it think? Okay. Next we have All Night Long by Pachyman.
I'm not sure, but I do love this song.
Something like that. Oh, and last week we were talking about that one song that you love so much, and you're like, what instrument is this? And I texted you. It's a steel guitar. And remember the extended version?
I remember exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And
it is a steel guitar.
Basically funny, because last night I teched the New Music Ensemble and they had a steel guitar and it was pretty sick. So
that's awesome.
Steel guitars are awesome. Faye Webster. Steel guitar. That's what that is. Okay. All Night Long.
my head. When I wake, she melts away into the sand. What meaning of this feeling? Why'd you return into the world of distant parts? We separate across the blades of glowing gold. I see you, the same eyes. We'll be right back.
Squeaking. We were just having a
deep talk.
A deep tea drop.